the three doors to reaching the chanting of the holy name in its pure form are the body, the mind and the heart. We can balance the body by particular asanas, as Krishna says, shuchau deshe pratishthapya stiram asanam atmanah na uchritam na atinicham chailajana kushotram tatre kagram manakritva yata chittendriya kriha. Like that he goes on saying in Bhagavad Gita, that is, identify a holy place and sit in a asana not very high, not too low, and focus your eyes in the tip of your nose, and many procedures Krishna gives to make the body stand still and develop concentration without waving and getting distracted. Similarly, Krishna also teaches in Bhagavad Gita that the wavery mind runs here and there because of the thoughts of the past and the fear of the future. So one who sits to meditate should withdraw the mind from other external engagements and focus or concentrate in meditation. So the doors of the body and mind can be opened by a sincere sadhaka who is making strenuous endeavor to do them. But the third door, the heart, has a lock from inside, which means only the Lord can open it if he wishes. Therefore, the right attitude in approaching the Lord, in getting the third door opened, so that one can come in contact with the Lord and face to face with him. For that one should have a receiver mode than an achiever mode. The receiver mode is explained in various verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. Tata paramahamsanam muninam amalatmanam bhakti yoga vidhanartham katam pashye mahistriyah. In this way, Kunti declares that, my dear Lord, your darshan is only meant for great souls who are pure at heart, who are like swans and who are most learned, most realized, the wise people. Whereas, as far as I am concerned, she says, I am only a woman and I have no intelligence, I have no understanding, and therefore I don't own any right to demand you for your darshan. So this is actually the receiver mode, considering oneself unqualified. Similarly, you'll find the devotee who is chanting the holy name should not be in the achiever mode of having completed the rounds in a very short time or having chanted too many big number of rounds or having an imagination that one's quality of chanting was very great and that one has become a pure devotee. So all these type of attitudes, they act against the interest of a sadhaka. Rather, the devotee doesn't even make any demands of the Lord that I have done so much devotional service for you, why are you not giving darshan to me, or why are you not making my life a bed of roses? The devotee doesn't demand. Nama atma pradipaya sakshine paramatmane namo giram viduraya manasascheta samapi na nama rupe guna janma karma bhir nirupitavye tavatasya sakshinah manovachobhyam anumeya vartmano devakriyayam pratiyantyatapihi. All these verses say the name, form, qualities, pastimes, activities of the Lord are not easily accessible to a conditioned soul who is drowned in ahankara of aham and mama. It is not possible for us with our body and mind and words. But by devotional service, when the Lord is pleased, he can reveal himself to the devotee. Just like the sun, while rising in the morning, reveals its shine and beauty and heat when it comes on its own. Nobody can control the sun. Nobody can demand the sun to rise. Similarly, a devotee feels, oh Lord, you own the right to reveal yourself to me whenever you wish, and I will always await that golden moment when you will reveal yourself to me and lead me. Similarly, a devotee feels dependent on the Lord, helpless, and a devotee feels oneself lacking qualifications in approaching the Lord. And therefore, you will find in all the pastimes that Lord performs with pure devotees, the pure devotees consider themselves blind. They do not know what is the road ahead and what is going to happen. They always remain curious and full of wonderment and willing to be molded by the Lord, willing to be walked by the Lord, and willing to be humiliated by the circumstances and situations if need be, and ultimately to align with the will of the Lord and to satisfy Him and please Him. With this type of attitude, when a devotee approaches the chanting of the holy name, willing to commit oneself to the process more than anticipating the result, willing to bend oneself to the Lord's will rather than demand Lord to bend according to our will, and that is actually a receiver mode and not an achiever mode. And such a receiver mode is especially important in the path of bhakti yoga, because the yogis observe the mind and try to control it. The jnanis acquire the knowledge and become proud of their knowledge. The karmis perform great Vedic sacrifices and they develop a pride of having performed very great sacrifices and being a owner of so many things. So therefore, the path of bhakti yoga, which is the path of love, the devotee feels oneself like a beggar who has no qualification, and requesting the Lord to cast His merciful glance on us and not neglect us, like a child who utterly depends on the mother or father. So this attitude is very vital for one who is approaching the Lord through the chanting of the holy name, and that attitude is explained in the famous verse, Tatte nukampam susamikshamano bunjanayevatmakritam vipakam hritvakvapurbirvidadan namaste jiveta yo mukti pade sadaya bhag. So when Brahma offered this wonderful prayer, this also Ramananda Rai quotes while reciting to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this verse sets the appropriate mood of chanting of the holy name and practicing bhakti yoga, and we can at least keep remembering this verse and meditating on its meaning, so that gradually we can erode our false pride and material attachments and gradually approach the Lord with a better and better attitude bit by bit as we progress in the chanting of the holy name. Harinam Prabhu ki.